Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about this? We got a full board, and the first one is Booger. Booger McFarland calling in, and he played for the Bucks. So let's get Booger in here and find out what he thinks about last night's game. Hey, Booger.
Not Booger McFarland, but, man, was it just me, or I see a lot of guys flying into the ball and not wrapping up. I mean, come on, D'Amico Ryan, is that what you're teaching?
Well,
I mean, their fundamentals were horrible.
What about on Bucky Irving's catch and run? Holy crap, 4 or 5 guys just tried to hit him and not wrap him up. And finally, Al-Shaair, who missed him the first time and just spun around and ran next to him, after 4 or 5 guys were just, you know, throwing shoulders at him, he finally got him downfield, took him down. You're right. I mean... Jalen Petrie running out of control again into the backfield when he's on a blitz. Toa Toa running out of control. It's terrible.
Fundamentals. I mean, I couldn't believe that to D'Amico Ryan defense not being fundamental.
Yep. Appreciate it, Booger.
I don't know if Booger is on Twitter as a different name, but we did have someone tweet us that similar sentiment. I think we have a culture problem on defense where we equate laying the wood to playing effective defense. We hit the running backs hard, but no one wraps up on this team. That's why Chauncey Gardner-Johnson Jr. thought we were good against the run, because they were hitting people hard.
Oh, that's great. Hit them hard. That's it. Hit them hard. Now, he's not going down, but you hit him hard. That's great. That's good. Listen, the defense wasn't really to blame, except that last series. The defense played pretty damn well.
Yep.
Special teams was great. The offense sucks.
But the last series, if you are what is leading this team, you can't let them score a touchdown. You know they're going to throw the football. You got those pass rushers, and of course they gave up the big fourth down. That changed the tide of the series, but this is what you guys do. You got to get a stop there. Look, the offense was bad. Special teams helped you quite a bit. But at the end of the day, you had a lead, and you had to protect the end zone, and you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. And you gave up a 4th and 10.
I really didn't think they were going to get it, too. Like, I thought Texans are going to hold.
Yep.
This is the Texans going to. I told my wife, I said, they'll hold. They're not going to screw this up.
Yep. They did. All right. Who's next, Del? Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. We're in year 3 now. Bryce Young versus C.J. Stroud. It seems like Bryce Young is getting a little bit better each year. C.J. was really good year 1, starting to digress a little bit. Is Bryce Young closing that gap? And what do you think of, you know, potentially, you know, is Bryce Young becoming the better player? CJ just has not looked good in a long time.
Who cares? Bryce Young versus CJ Stroud. Good Lord. Is that the bar now?
Yeah.
Bryce Young? I mean, you're in the weeds now, Keith. We're talking about, is Bryce closing the distance? Who cares? He's below average, too, then. Who cares? Yep. What is he doing? He's got 4 touchdowns and 3 interceptions this year. With a quarterback rating of 36, well, QBR, of 36.3. Who cares?
Yeah, week 1, he was 18 for 35 for a touchdown and 2 picks. Last week,
he did throw 55 times for 328 yards, 3 touchdowns, interception, yeah. But, I mean, regardless, Bryce Young hasn't been good enough either. I guarantee you the Panthers fans are not like, you know, Bryce is starting to become him. No. And we're not saying that about CJ.
No, but you know what? Yeah, that does suck that he's even close.
I mean, I don't mind talking about it. I just think that's not the bar. That's not the level that the Texans are trying. We want the Texans to play at the highest level. I'm not here on a Tuesday morning after this poo-ass performance to talk about, you know, how close are CJ and Bryce? Yeah, Let's have that conversation. Who cares?
Yeah, the who was right from that draft at this point? Who cares? Yeah,
who cares? Neither of them are right.
Yeah.
Neither of them are right. Neither right now. Who's next, Al? Chris is next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I was going to call in this morning, but Lance, you said something a minute ago that made me think when we're talking about Xavier Hutchinson, about CJ likes him and things like that. I already know we have a negative strike because Mulligetis is his agent, but I'm wondering, are we going to get into territory? And you know what's going on in that building a lot more than a lot of people.
No,
where
I don't.
He becomes a James Harden. Well, not compared to that one guy that calls him the old man that thinks right. He's got somebody behind the scenes. But are we getting into James Harden territory where we're afraid to maybe just, you want this OC, CJ, great. And you like this receiver, great. What else do you want? You want to draft all Ohio State? I mean, could we get into a territory where we capitulate to him too much and now we have a James Harden on our hands, a quarterback, and then he turns out to be mediocre and we screwed ourselves? I don't hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think CJ wasn't happy with Stroud wasn't happy with the way Bobby Slowick was calling the offense, and I guess D'Amico wasn't either. I'm not going to put that all on C.J. Stroud, but I don't think C.J. Stroud was sad to see Bobby Slowick go. I think C.J. wanted more control, wanted to make it protection calls and all that. I don't have any problem with that. I was a little surprised. I was a lot surprised Bobby Slowick, they got rid of him after 2 years, because I figured even if you didn't like year two, you're going to give him a year three. And I think the fact that he was gone after year two, I don't think that happens if C.J. Stroud says, I want Bobby Slowick. Does that mean you're capitulating to the quarterback? Maybe. Maybe, John. But I don't know. You know, I don't know if they have to consult. Should they consult? Maybe they should consult the quarterback when they hire offensive coordinators. Because, I mean, it sounds bad, but I'm trying to be more modern in my thinking. The reality is, I mean, CJ's going to be getting paid, whatever, 10 times, 12 times more than your offense, 14 times more than your offensive coordinator. Is CJ going to have to like the offensive coordinator? I think he kind of has to. Are we in a place now where CJ needs to make that call?
Well,
I'm kind of being facetious, but I'm also kind of not being facetious.
No. Listen, if you think, and they think they've got a franchise quarterback, so you do. That's what you do. That's how you do it. And I would imagine they did it back in the day, too. Joe Namath or Dan Marino, hey, you know, what do you want? We want to make sure that you're happy. I don't know.
Maybe.
If this is anything new.
Well, it happened with the Texans when they told the last Mulligetta client they were going to consult him, and then they didn't, and then he cratered the franchise.
And he said, that's it.
And he used that as leverage.
Yeah, way to get out.
Yeah, he did. But he did get $20 million free. That was great. But
27, but who's counting?
But no, but the question isn't, you know, the question now is, is CJ really a guy that we have to listen to? Is he that guy? And the answer is, I don't know. The answer is, no one knows right now. As opposed to his first year. Listen, as much as Bobby Slowick sucked, at least Bobby Slowick got a really good year out of CJ Stroud. Nobody else has done that. But he couldn't do it his next year, and Kaylee's not doing it so far this year. So whatever it was that Bobby Slowick did that first year, it was good. It was good, and this is not. Who's next, Del? Julian, what's up, Julian?
Hey, guys. So that game last night kind of went about how I expected. I had a parlay on Bucks money line in under 42, so we went, you know, it was a nice payout there. But one thing I noticed, so CJ talked about he needs to step up into the pocket. And I noticed you guys talked about it, too. So I just kind of watched it just out of, you know, just wanted to see if he really does that. He never steps into the pocket.
No.
Ever. He's always backpedaling. He's always, I mean, it's like he's either going to stand still or he backpedals. And it's like it's not even pressure a lot of times. He's just, if they get inside his bubble, he's just backpedaling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I noticed just from watching it, I can count on one hand how many times he stepped forward into the pocket to make throws, and then watching Mayfield, he steps up a lot, and then when he sees an opening in front of him, takes off, runs for 15, you know, wins the game on fourth down, basically. So I just, you know, just kind of getting into the details a little bit, I noticed that he's just, I guess he says I'm going to step up into the pocket, but never actually does.
That's a great, point. The only person who backed up further was me in Madden. I would just back up and continue to back up and try to throw it from 40 yards when it was third and four.
That's interesting.
But we know that Shador Sanders has a chronic problem with it. Had it at Colorado, still has it. Cam Ward has that issue. CJ.
Is
a lot of college quarterbacks that don't step up. They step back. David Carr was so bad at trying to escape over the top.
Is he becoming CJ Gabbert?
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's scared.
Well,
he doesn't play scared. If anything, that would be getting rid of it super fast and throwing. Like, CJ's not doing that. He's trying to find the read. I would much rather have a quarterback who's still looking for the read than who senses pressure that's not there. Like, I don't really sense that CJ sensing pressure that's not there. I think he just doesn't have a good pre-snap plan of where he wants to go with the football. This is a concern for me. I think he should go into it, recognize coverage pre-snap, or recognize what they're doing post-snap and already have an idea. Okay, if they do this, I want to go here with the ball. And that happens from work with Kaylee. It happens with watching film, and it happens with just thinking the game through. You got to think, I know where I want to go with the ball. I always look for guys with pre- and post-snap plans when I'm studying these players in college. When pros, it's even more important that you got to know where you want to go with the ball versus certain defenses. That way, when their pressure's on you, boom, you know where to go. I'll also tell you this. I don't see wide receivers breaking off, making side-adjusted hot routes. Nico Collins, on that fourth down, John, the one that you're talking about did he get sacked? Or no, I think he made a throw. They showed it from behind. Nico Collins, they came on a zero blitz at the end of the game, which is no coverage help. It's man-to-man across the board, and they're bringing seven. And Nico's got to recognize that and turn to the quarterback and side-adjust the hot from the slot. And I don't think he did that properly. I would love to. That's not something you're going to be able to ask Kaylee on Friday and he'll give you an answer to. But that's something I would love to know is, are the wide receivers recognizing when to break off routes and run hot? Are the guys side adjusting to hot routes? Or are they? Because it seems like they're just running with their back to the quarterback. And CJ's got to have somebody who is releasing hot that he can throw to, who's looking for the football. You know, that's not on CJ if you don't have a hot option and they're bringing six and seven.
Well, you should. I mean, come on. This is NFL. How do you, if they're bringing six and seven, how do you not have a hot option? I mean, come on.
You got, well, then somebody has to recognize that they're bringing the linebackers.
Well, CJ's
to break
supposed
off the route.
To, remember?
No.
He's looking at the line of scrimmage.
No, that's a wide receiver's job to side adjust and say, okay, they're bringing, I'm looking inside, linebackers are coming, I'm going to break this route off. I mean, that's a wide receiver has to do that, too. That's not all on CJ, because you don't know until they bring him. And I'll tell you what, Todd Bowles didn't blitz a ton, but when he does, he's tricky. I mean, crafty with some of that stuff.
That delay with Devontae David was
but
just,
Ed Ingram's I mean, got, Ed Ingram Ed cannot so void. You got to sit tight and just kind of look at the B gap. But the running back had his job. The running back had the block.
Lance, who knew? Who knew about Walmart?
Well, I can tell you I knew, but what I didn't know is I didn't realize they had so many opportunities for you to shop online and save and that the prices were the same. A lot of places will have different pricing for online purchases. They raise the prices. Not at Walmart. They have 500 million items online. You can find a huge selection of items. And unlike other grocery stores, their grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in store. And when it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, throwing a party, think Walmart for all of your grocery needs. They can deliver it in as fast as an hour. Fees and terms apply. So make sure that you use Express Delivery to get all the eligible things you need from Walmart, from groceries to home goods to prescriptions. It's subject to availability. Learn more at Walmart.com. Learn more at Walmart.com. Walmart, the Walmart you thought you knew, is now new. Who knew?
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, this is your show, people. We've been taking a bunch of calls. Q, continue to do so. What do you guys think? 713-780-3776.
Ooh, man, David makes a good point, John. We have not even talked about this. For those complaining that the Texans didn't run near the goal line, they're forgetting that Tank Dell is out and not available to block along the interior. Sad because it's true. Who's going to dig the safety out if Tank's not there?
Wasn't able to call. Just want to know what y'all think about sideline reporter Laura Rutledge. I mean, who's not a fan? She's How can you not be a fan of Laura Rutledge?
It depends.
By the way, Molly Kierum has quit ESPN.
What?
Yeah, Molly Kierum says she's gone. She's done.
She quit, or they didn't renew?
No, she said ESPN said she has decided to leave the show, to leave the station, network. Yep.
Ooh,
that's
look at that.
Yeah.
No, gosh, she was there for Molly. 9 years.
Seems like it's longer than that.
Well, maybe on First Take for 9 years.
I told you my first year doing NFL draft stuff with NFL.com and NFL Network, she was the social media host. And I had segments to do with her. And I was talking to her on day two. Not a lot, but day two. I remember I was at the Starbucks. Marshall, she said, oh, Lance, you know Marshall. Hey, Marshall, how you doing? I'm Lance Early. He acted like I didn't exist. Because he was just, for some reason, just paying close attention to Molly Kierum.
That's interesting. Odd.
And I said, because I talk, because I'm friendly, I said, oh, you're Lebanese. I like Lebanese food also. You know how I do where I'm able to.
Well, did you bring her potato chips?
I didn't know. I brought her some tahini and some tabbouleh.
Is that how
kibbe?
How he works his way in, brings Molly, them food.
I brought you some kibbe. I said, are you a big fan of still with Lebanese food? And she goes,
couscous?
She goes, I love Lebanese food, but if I have, she said, if I have too much, I'll become thicker than a Snickers. And I said, that's John's chance.
Did you say you wouldn't mind that? She was with ESPN since 2006. She was on First Take for 9 years. She was there a long time.
Yeah. I remember I saw her, first time I saw her, I was at the Super Bowl. I was like, yikes. She was on the set, the NFL set.
What does yikes mean?
I think it's a good yikes.
Yikes. Wow. 713, and ESPN made a good hire, and now she said, I'm done with you. I'm done with Stephen A.
Almost 20 years.
Might be because Jalen still works there. Who knows?
Does he? I don't think he works there.
I don't either. I haven't seen him for a long time.
Jalen work there?
No. Jalen Rose doesn't work there anymore.
No, they still are doing a lot of cuts. Like,
he's been gone for a while now.
As you may have heard, it's hard to keep your job in sports media. I mean, cuts at my station, cuts at ESPN. ESPN cuts have been going on now for like 7 years, 8 years. Our old friend Adam Kaplan was amongst like the second set of major cuts they did. And that's people, Lance, how can I get into sports media? I'm like, sure you want to do this?
Not a great time. Who's next, Del? Don, what's going on, Don?
Don, how you doing, guys? Hey, and I don't know if I could follow that, but I was kind of wondering what your take on this is. In my eyes, it's not all CJ, and here's what I mean. He seems to have a great trust in Schultz. Excellent trust factor thrown to Nico. But those second and third reads, is it him or the receiving core? Meaning, I don't see him being able to place the ball. Throw to a spot, throw to where that guy's supposed to be. At that second and third read, it just seems to me he's scanning the field way too much. What do you guys think?
It looks like it. I'm going to look at the all 22 and just see if I can get a sense a little bit better because it's hard on TV. Everyone asks, you probably get the same questions. Doesn't it look like he's, you know, that the play, like you were at the game against the Rams, so you can see development. You can see route development and play development. We can't see it on TV. So some of those questions people ask, Lance, doesn't it look like these routes are too long developing? Like, I don't know. I can't tell on TV. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to tell on TV that we don't get. I wish we got wider shots on TV. I really do. I really wish that somebody would say, you know what? Let's take a wider shot of this.
I think Prime does it on their alternate. View.
They do. They do. It's the sideline all 22 is what they shoot.
I will say this. If they are long developing routes, why aren't they throwing it down the field more? I don't. Maybe the offensive maybe line not is not open. Holding long enough. Maybe they are too long developed. Maybe it's got to be a lot of quick hitting
stuff.
But
the conversation before the year was, we're quick hitters.
Yep.
Kaylee has put that in. We're going to get the ball out. That's what we're
doing. Because we don't have a good offense.
I understand if they run zone, but even with zone, you got zone beaters. Like, I don't understand. And if they're man more slant, like if they're tight press man, it's harder to throw those quicks because, you know, you're basically running slants. But run them then. You got a bunch of big-ass receivers.
It was what everyone was giving them credit for that one drive against Minnesota where with Davis Mills was a quarterback or something. Look at all the quick hitters and all the motion. We got Berrios in the flat for a touchdown. We have rarely seen any of that.
Maybe that's what we need, the neck.
I thought you meant Berrios. You actually want Davis Mills. Okay.
Well, I want both. I want the neck and the little guy and the little fella. Who's next? Evan? Kevin, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Judd, I guess kind of piggybacking on to that last call, but Stroud has his issues, but I think that, you know, he doesn't have all the weapons that he did in his rookie season. Tank, Collins, and was it Diggs? Not Diggs. I think ever since the rookie season, he hasn't had all the weapons that he's had, you know, the past two seasons.
Well, Diggs was a second year.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tank and Nico, but those were two unproven receivers at the time.
Nico hadn't done anything at
that
point.
Yeah, and Tank was a rookie, and we gave CJ a lot of credit mm-hmm. for elevating those guys, which is what a future $60 million quarterback has to do.
How bad is – do they win that game yesterday with Joe Mixon, John?
It'd be better.
Are they 2-0 with Joe Mixon? It's not blocked up great against the Rams. It was blocked better yesterday, I thought.
They had their problems scoring the second half with Joe Mixon last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But does Joe, you know, when Joe gets Joe on the goal line, does that turn into a touchdown?
Would they have given him more shots?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they probably would have run it more, I would hope.
I mean, you're not going to get movement on Vita Vea. So you got to run over a tackle. You got to run B-gap between the guard and tackle more than likely.
You had 15 non-CJ runs yesterday. And 20, you only had, good Lord, you only had 43 plays.
Yeah. That's what I was telling you, John. Less than 50 garbage. Plays. Hardly any.
Any.
That is super
low.
They had
68 plays to your 43.
Mm-hmm.
That is just incredible. Well, in large part because when you block a punt, you can't get a yard. What the? All right, let's break and catch up. 713-780-3776 is the number. I mean, that is so... I want to talk right now about something that's really good, and that's Houston Powder Coaters. It's Robin. All right, she's the play caller over there. All right, she's better. She's better at play calling than the Texans are. She's going to call the play. You're going to send her a picture of your patio furniture, and she'll tell you. And if it's broken, they can fix it. They can do stuff. Straps, slings, all that stuff. They can make it look great again. All right, you might want to think about it because the metal that from the older patio furniture is better than the metal from the new patio furniture right now. So you might want to think about it. Or if there's a wheel well or a bumper or anything metal from your car that you want to save, your boat, your anchors, you want, you know, whatever it is, the ladder, whatever it is that's metal and you want to save it, you want to make it look new again, you want it to look great, of course you do. You don't want an old rusted out thing. Well, so any metal that you feel like, man, this needs work. Well, that metal is better because it's older. The metal that goes in the stuff now is not as good. So here's the deal. Go call Robin. She'll give you her phone number, and you can text her a picture of yours and get it right. Let them do it. They're awesome. Pickup and delivery is absolutely free. You're looking for the best way to save whatever metal that you want to save. There's one place to go, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
right. Welcome back. Before we get to the calls, big ups to Derek Stingley last night. I saw somebody tweet, Derek Stingley's no longer a top five quarterback.
Oh, he got beat on a great throw, but Derek was great.
Awesome.
He was terrific. It was a scrap against a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Yeah. I thought he did a great job. Yeah, I mean, he had one on the deep sideline that was a good throw and good catch. And, you know, you're going to lose some. Traveling now. I like that D'Amico's finally cut the bull crap out and said, let's just travel him. Yeah. Travel him with whoever the best receiver is. He had Devontae Adams, did a good job on Devontae last week. He had Mike Evans, did a good job on Mike Evans. Mike Evans is going to get his, too, now. Mike Evans is a good player.
Mike Evans is Hall of Fame.
But I didn't – Sting's fine. I got no problem with it. Yep. I tried to get – I was wondering, should I be mad about that? I'm like, no, it was a great catch. It was a great throw. I mean, look, they're going to make some good plays, too. You know, sometimes, John, you just have to – there's a Hall of Fame second baseman that wants – and also center fielder and catcher who once said, sometimes you got to tip your cap.
Yep, tip your cap.
Do you remember that? The great Craig Biggio just said – Craig Biggio said. Sometimes they get – and Jeff Bagwell, another Hall of Famer, said, hey, they get paid, too.
Yep. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap. Let's get Gary in here. Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to make 3 points really quick. Nick Caserio. So a lot of the problems we're seeing, like Nick Caserio has been good. He has not been great. Mm-hmm. Offensive line, he's been abysmal, and that's showing its results right now. D'Amico Ryan. Love D'Amico. I'm 42 years old. I remember him as a player, even at Alabama. Love D'Amico. Love him. However, going with an unproven OC, your first two OC hires worked out pretty good the first year. Second year, bit you in, you know what. This year, it's not going so good. Also, retaining the offensive line coach from a terrible O-line, that's questionable at the very best. Bad result. And C.J. Stroud, right now, he is not a $60 million quarterback. I keep hearing about $60 million. I do not want to make the same mistake that the Jaguars made. I am not saying that we are there yet. But he is not playing like that, and we should not just give him a contract just because he's up. Like, the offense is abysmal, and all three of those people are playing the party.
I don't know what you do with CJ. I mean, right now you don't do anything. You just, you know, you let it play out. It's frustrating, but he's still got to show. You know, you still have to see what happens. I'm not giving up on CJ Stroud. I see some people saying some horrible things. I will say, I'm tired of people defending and babying him and treating him like he's some infant. Like, CJ's a big boy. He knows he didn't play great last year. Up to this point, he's got to do a better job when the pressure's on of beating pressure. Our boy sent a text yesterday. John's just like, everyone's going to blitz. Everyone's going to rush CJ, blitz him, because he's not showing he can handle it. No one's not going to pressure him, because he hasn't proven that, okay, if we bring heat, CJ's going to beat us. CJ's going to throw. You know, and some of that comes with Nick Cayley too. You know, you're going to leak out a running back. There was a good play last week against the Rams where they leaked out, I think it was Woody Marks. Do you remember that, John, where they brought pressure and it was a free release? Instead of staying in to block the pressure, the Texans had built in where they said, okay, if that linebacker comes, I want you to release into the flat and we're going to throw it quick. And they got a good pass. They got it to, I don't remember if it was Chubb or Marks, but one of those two guys caught a swing pass and had a good run after the catch, because they released when a blitz is coming. And I realized, okay, that's a designed offense. They're basically saying, if he comes, we're going to do that. If you have stuff like that, you back the rush off. You back pressure off. Yesterday, they were able to come after him with impunity. And by the way, the Texans got really lucky that Kalijah Kancey hurt his pec, because he would have beat the brakes off that offensive line. He was already in the backfield like three times in the first half, and he would have been a real problem.
They couldn't block Greg Gaines. Greg Gaines made plays yesterday.
How is it that they lost both their offensive tackles and Baker Mayfield didn't die last night, or what, at least get destroyed?
There were a couple times where that knee / ankle is in awkward spots, and he found a way to keep playing. But the magic of Charlie Heck, John.
Oh, my God. Charlie Heck.
Look, Charlie Heck probably has an imprint of Anderson's helmet and hands in his chest, because he got bull rushed several times. But he did enough.
He did enough to win. And, oh, by the way, they made that play. Yeah. How did they not get to him on the final drive? I mean, it's just incredible. Who's next, Del? Ben is next. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. I have two questions as well. I'm not a coach, but why is Nick Kennedy constantly calling run plays on first down? And why is CJ struggling recognizing the blitz? Isn't D'Amico blitzing him in training camp or, you know, sitting with him in the film room showing him blitzes? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, no, it's not that easy. Like, it's just not that easy. It's not about recognizing blitz. It's Nick Haley. It's got to be, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. We can say whatever we want, but I don't know. I don't know if CJ's seeing it. I don't know if the wide receivers are making their reads. I don't know if Nick Haley's got it built in. Like I said, I'm just finishing up the run game right now. I'm going to get to the pass game. I'm going to have a better feel for it tomorrow when I get through the all 22, because it's not loaded in until the morning, so I didn't get a look at it last night, nor would I wanted to, because I was pissed off because we lost Yordan and the football game. Mm-hmm. It was a bad day. Well, the Texans won. The Astros won. Jason Alexander, he wasn't a hero, but he did have five strikeouts and 4 1/3, and he gave up one earned run, another Jeremy Pena error, which we're having too many of those this year. But he was good enough. The bullpen did a good job.
Jeremy Pena can catch a ball.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Pena can just catch a ball. Holy crap. But I'll tell you what, as much maligned as Jose Altuve is right now, that double play he started, diving and then throwing it to Pena and getting the double play, was awesome.
Shout out to Jesus Sanchez.
Now, he is a hot mess. I don't think we've ever seen Jose Altuve as bad as he is right now.
No.
I remember, was it last year or the year before, when he was leading off and he asked Dusty, get me out of the leadoff hole because I'm terrible. Remember that? I think it might have been 2 years ago. He was on a terrible jag then. But this is awful. He is awful at the plate. Holy crap. And he's Jose Altuve, and, you know, you just got to believe that he's going to, especially now with Yordan down, I don't know what you're going to do. But if, you know, he's making out the lineup. He put Yiner eighth last night. Yiner had one of the great road trips in Astro history. And then as soon as they get home, he puts him in the eight hole. Maybe that's – you can't do it to Altuve, but that's where he belongs right now. He belongs way down in the order because he just can't hit right now. Holy crap. It's bad.
Remember when in the playoffs when he was like 1 of 27 and then he broke out? Yeah. This is lasting longer than that.
Yeah, this is maybe even worse. This is terrible. Let's see. Here's his last. Well, he did go 0 for 4, 1 for 2, 2 for 4, 0 for 3, 0 for 1, 1 for 5, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 1 for 5, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 4. This month he's hitting 149. We're at the halfway point of the month. He's hitting 149 with a 535 OPS. Wow. He's got two multi-hit. He's only hit in five games this month.
Mm-hmm.
Five out of 14 games this month? Wow.
So, John, you sent a text as the Texans were, you know, throwing a game away about Brian Abreu. And I asked a question to Sean last week. How many times does Brian Abreu have to get it done before we're not panicked? Because you're like, if he blows this again,
well,
so
he gave up two hits and a walk.
I know he put that in consideration.
I know why you sent it. I'm aware, but we're never gonna like feel good about him, right?
To Abreu?
Yeah, the rest of the year.
It's hard to right now.
It's hard to. Hard.
He can't. I thought he should have maybe get in with left. A clean sheet.
I know Brian King went 1 2/3. I thought
because you don't like it when guys go across innings because they usually screw up.
Well, he already did go across an inning.
I know. Don't go across another inning.
Well, sometimes you gotta.
No, you don't go too long with Brian King. Brian Abreu is your guy. You got to roll with him. He either does the job or he doesn't. Do you really want to get beat with Brian King and cross the? You know, that's not what you want to do. Work across another inning with Brian King.
Worked him across an inning already.
Brian Abreu is your guy.
Okay.
He's got to do his job. He just has to do his job. Yeah, Brian Abreu is my guy. I'm not quitting on Brian Abreu.
John's like, it's not my guy.
You were off the Brian King train so far off of that just 2 weeks ago, and now you're King.
Well, I'm back
again
on it because he's better than Brian Abreu is right now.
Brian Abreu,
I go with
needs
the hot
hater back.
Mm. You know who's your closer right now?
Chaz McCormick.
Murray.
Jaden Murray?
That's right.
Murray.
Or
I am bothered that they have not brought Chaz back in since August.
Well, you're not bothered by it. You don't want him in there.
Well,
he's
his
in there,
off-speed stuff is hard to hit.
If he's in there, you have been beaten down 10-2. You don't want him in there.
Chaz, I like him.
You don't like him.
I like him. He's closed out a couple of games for us better than Brian O'Brien.
That's not a closing situation.
Let's talk underdog. All right, higher or lower,
what we're talking about.
Chaz McCormick pitches.
Well, it's going to be lower pretty much all the time. But I've already got, look at this. I'm looking at the front page of the app for Underdog Fantasy. You can download it. Right now, off the bat, they tell you what the popular picks are right now. You've already got James Cook rushing yards at 65.5. Aja Wilson's points, 24.5. You've got Josh Allen, 230.5 yards. I gotta be honest with you. Miami can't stop the run. Miami cannot stop the run. I'm not sure Josh Allen is getting to 231 yards. So I'm going to say lower on that one. I'm going to say higher on James Cook. And then Tyreek Hill, I think they're going to be playing from behind. So I'm going to go higher than 65.5 yards. Boom. I've just got Thursday night taken care of for you with three different plays on the higher or lower. It's that simple. Analyze the game and make your picks on the higher or lower on the stats. There's so many to choose from. If baseball's your thing, they got baseball too. But obviously, you got a ton of pro football, a bunch of games to choose from every Sunday. And then you've got Thursday, you've got Monday, you've got multiple players, you've got multiple stats. Go big. Go to six. Try to hit all six. Win 500 times your original play. Turn $10 into $5,000. You have that kind of game, or maybe you say, you know what? I'll use the flex option and I can still win big money hitting 5 out of 6. That's available to you too. But you don't have it available if you don't download the app and you don't make a deposit. So make the deposit with the app. Download the app. Use Lance on promo code, and you will get $50 back in bonus cash after you spend your first $5. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, a couple of points that we haven't talked about yet. First of all, the stadium was empty at the start of the game. 6 o'clock in Houston is a terrible time to start a game.
I don't blame the fans. That's hard.
But the Boo Birds were out now.
It was loud, by the way, when it needed to be loud also. It got loud enough.
No, Baker had to hold his helmet because he couldn't hear. But DJ Bieniemy says this is the most booing I've heard since I've been covering this team.
How long has he been here?
Since
22.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard way worse booing than
this. You've been around quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
this booing isn't even
since
close.
The beginning. But this is during D'Amico's run now.
Mm-hmm.
I can see during Bill O'Brien's, but this is during D'Amico's. I'm seeing more. Really, D'Amico? But if you can't hire coordinators, you got a problem.
Your team is undisciplined consistently.
Yep.
He's been a head coach 2 years. They won a division 2 years. They're not. D'Amico's not going anywhere.
It's not a question of job security.
But I understand being upset with him. I'm just saying, I see people, D'Amico's up. Whoa, how long are we going to put up with D'Amico? Easy.
Yeah.
Maybe a little hyperbole.
They didn't have, at least they cut down on the pre-snap penalties. Now they just had a bunch of defensive penalties that gave them first downs.
Yeah, critical ones too.
Yeah, really.
They had
critical.
Some really critical ones. You know, you had the face mask. Christian Harris made a great play getting downhill.
Yep.
See, you got to get downhill with your linebackers. In watching the Texans' offensive line actually blocked pretty well. When they're getting the run game messed up, it's because Todd Bowles understands you add late add-ins like Antoine Winfield or linebackers are diving into gaps and blowing everything up. And I don't see the Texans doing any of that. I see them blitz and passing downs, but I see linebackers just sitting back. Man, you better get downhill. That's why I want to see more Christian Harris. Get a fast guy causing some disruptions. Get EJ Speed in there knocking people's nuts off. You see him blast somebody in the face on the kick return?
Yep. Yep. A good point by somebody. Hey, you ran that little out with Woody Marks, mm-hmm. and you had him on a mismatch with a linebacker, and you didn't go to it again.
Go back to it.
He ran the ball three times and had the one catch. Go back to it. Three times for 14 yards, and then the 37-yard catch. That was a good play.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see? That's exactly what they did with Bucky Irving, and he's outside with Al-Shaair. Al-Shaair is got juked so bad, he spins around the other way. Bucky Irving bounces off five different Texans before mm-hmm. Al-Shaair finally tackles him about 25, 30 yards down the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
That was awful. And when you needed a stop, and you can't tack. I mean, you were giving, yeah. Bucky Irving was doing that a whole game. And how about when Rashad White came in and knocked your teeth down your throat on just one drive? Pow, 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 pow.
Oh my gosh. How many tackles did he break? Just terrible tackling. The defense played well.
Did Azeez Al-Shaair pull a move? I'm hurt. Because they were running down the throat. And as soon as the stoppage happened, the rhythm was gone, and they got a stop. Investigate, John. I need you to investigate.
Do you think he took a dive?
Did he sense that they were going to get their teeth knocked in into the end zone and thought, you know what?
I don't want to be part of this.
Wait, was he not there at the goal line?
Remember Bucky Irving, not Bucky Irving, Rashad White had a couple runs.
I remember
in a row,
when he got hurt.
And he got hurt. And
Azeez wouldn't do that.
On the last series, Joe Buck or Troy Aikman, I forget which one, said, hey, Hunter and Anderson are not on the field. And they did this last game with the Rams, too. In a crucial drive, they're not on the field for the majority of the drive, and then they put them back in when they get backed up behind inside their own 20. Again last night, those two were off the field in a critical drive. Why is that? How in the world do you not think, this is a good time to rest Will mm-hmm. Anderson and Danielle Hunter?
I forgot about Dylan Horton's hands to the face. Yeah, you're right. They did have a ton of...
Defensively, it was terrible.
Yeah.
They gave up five first downs.
A ton of issues.
Yep.
It stunk. Oh, those stupid penalties. And by the way, how about Harrison Bryant? Harrison Bryant did a good job run blocking.
Bryant
falling down on what would have been a massive
game. Yeah, we had a call.
CJ made a great play.
Yeah, we had a call about CJ not moving around. I thought he did fine in that regard, avoiding pressures. And then he had a play. He was outside the pocket, avoided pressure, and Harrison Bryant just trips over his own feet.
Yeah, that was terrible. Let's get Derek in here. Hey, Derek. Oh, Garrick. Hey, Garrick.
Yeah, it's Garrett. Hey, guys. I know everybody's talking about the Texans right now, but I'm really annoyed with what's going on with the Astros. And I understand they have a lot of injuries, but something that's really been bothering me, and it's been going on for like 3 months now, we really need to look at Alex Cintron and Brian Snicker. I know they have two different roles as hitting coaches. Cintron is more swing mechanics, things like that. Snicker is more helping the players understand pitch sequencing and how they're going to get attacked. But the Astros, they have five guys in their everyday lineup who are hitting below their career averages with runners in scoring position. And every time they get runners in scoring position, opposing teams just attack their hitters with off-speed pitches. Like, they don't get any fastballs. And at some point, I'm like, do the hitting coaches help you adjust to that, or is it they're helping them adjust to it and their hitters just are not getting the job done? It has to be – something has to be going on there. Like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, there are too many players. I'll put Jose Altuve aside because I think Father Time is catching up with him. But guys like Yonder Diaz, who
their career averages with runners in scoring position, they're hitting significantly below that. And I don't know what the explanation is, but the Astros really need to look at their hitting coaches in the offseason and see if that could be the issue. Seattle changed their hitting coach, and when they did that, they start hitting the cover off the ball. So coaching has to matter at some point. And I'll hang up and listen. No. Thanks, guys.
I don't know what it is. You're onto something there. Because they were facing, was it Gausman? Whoever it was that they were facing had like a 1.5% changeup rate. Like one out of 100, one out of 50 pitches would be a changeup. And he threw like 70% changeups against the Astros that day. And they did nothing against him. Nothing. The Astros are susceptible to off-speed stuff. Very susceptible. And I don't know how a hitting coach changes that or whatever, but there was, I forget which guy it was, because they're both, Blummer was just amazing. He's like, what is going on here? This guy never throws changeups, and he's striking out guy after guy after guy with changeups. And I don't know if that's the book on the Astros right now, but if it is, then sit on changeup. For heaven's sakes, don't be out in front of everything. If the guy, you can every once in a while, okay, so he's going to sneak a fastball by you. Better than strike missing everything when you're getting fooled on changeups all the time. I don't know. You're on to something, Derek. I don't know what it is or what they can do differently, but I think you're on to something, man. 713-780-3776. I'm talking right now about game day men's health. I'm talking about being better, being different, being healthier, looking better. All right, are you getting a little flabby? Is it hard to work out now? You just don't have the energy? Is that it? Because if it may not be your testosterone level. It may just be that you're, I don't know, or you may need just a peptide. May need something that's just going to get you there, going to help you recover faster. Okay, are your workouts not quality like they used to be? You're not seeing results? Well, that may be because you're not bouncing back like you used to. There might be testosterone issues. If that's the case, Game Day Men's Health is going to help you. But there also may be focus issues or sexual issues or other things that are creating your sluggishness. And Game Day Men's Health will help you with that as well. They've got locations all over the city. I think they're just different. I just think they're better. They've got labs. They've got people who care. It's not, and you're not a number. You are a person, and they want you to succeed. So GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them that you heard it right here. I'm a big believer in them. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.